anyone want some butter with their fuck? It's the Mike Sitting Down Podcast. And welcome back. For those of you just joining us, we are midway through the third quarter of this WNBA contest between the Chicago second-class citizens and the Los Angeles Whores. The first few rows are absolutely packed with the players' immediate family members. Right now, we are seeing a game for the ages just to get you caught up. If you think the WNBA is a big joke, don't touch that dial, because these sluts can downright play. Seriously. Anyone who thinks that just because the WNBA is a glorified game of playground tag, that more people have watched a YouTube video of a panda sneezing than every single WNBA game ever combined, or that the little girls in the crowd who are brought here by their supportive parents are really bored out of their minds, or that the WNBA is a joke just because a completed chest pass is a recorded stat, keep your eyes on the show, because it is about to go down. All right, so the second-class citizens inbound to their leading scorer, Trisha Johnson, who slowly takes the ball up the court, careful not to bounce around too much as she is well into her third trimester. Yep, with only days until her scheduled delivery, it is really a 6-on-5 type situation out there right now. Uh-oh. Johnson is guarded by the top of the key by Simone Struthers, who is the most defensive player in the league. That's right. Just last week, her friend Tara complimented her on her new boots, and Struthers responded by calling her a fake bitch, and that she hasn't forgotten about the time she texted Tara to pregame, and Tara never got back to her. And then Simone straight called her out in front of everyone at the club, and her friends were all like, Josh was at my pregame, and I didn't want to start any drama. I literally hate drama. Also, since what is it my job to plan your night? Simone proceeded to buy a drink for everyone in Tara's group, except for Tara. Oh, whoops, that's the 85-second shot clock, and the possession will turn over to the second-class citizens. Another great defensive effort by Simone. Okay, the second-class citizens inbound the ball, still down one, and oh no, Bianca Thunderfuck has it on the breakaway. She's got a clear path to the basket as the rest of the players are all checking out Cynthia's new tattoo of a dandelion in the shape of a heart floating away from the Giving Tree, the children's book. And against all odds, every single girl thinks it's absolutely amazing. What are the odds? Meanwhile, Thunderfuck is right underneath the basket, and she's loading up for the layup by squatting almost all the way down to the ground. She's got plenty of time because at center court, the other 9 players, 10 if you count Trisha Johnson's fetus, are now telling Cynthia about tattoos they'd like to get. Amazing! In mere seconds, they were able to make the conversation about them. Thunderfuck is still about 10-15 seconds away from releasing the basketball, but if this shot goes in, it will put her team up 5-4, a seemingly insurmountable lead with only 23-odd minutes left to play in the game. Oh no! Thunderfuck is down, it appears. She's holding her ankle! What a time to have a phantom injury. The ball rolls out of bounds, and the Chicago second-class citizens will take over possession! The team trainer is helping Thunderfuck to the sideline, where she will, unfortunately, have to be put down. You just hate to see that. We're going to take a quick break, but don't go anywhere. It's the Chicago Second Class Citizens 4 and the Los Angeles Whores 3. Okay, how is everyone today? Great, Cynthia, thanks for coming. See you. Everyone's been carrying around their yoga mats all week, right? Great. How many people asked about it, Gwen? 7? That's great. Okay. How about a few jumping jacks to get things going, guys? Great. Okay, here we go. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7. Okay, great. Remember, everyone, before we really get going here, yoga will not make fat people thin. It will just make thin people feel like they exercised. Great. So let's start with a little downward dog. Okay, and this is great for the thighs, torso, and to tell your friends about later tonight during an otherwise perfectly good conversation. Now hold this pose. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. And release. Great technique, Joan. Okay, our next position is the forward fold. So you're going to keep your legs straight and bend all the way down and touch your toes. Great. Now hold it for 3 cheerleading is a sports. Okay? Go. Cheerleading is a sport 1. Cheerleading is a sport 2. And hold it. Cheerleading is a sport 3. Now release. Okay, so our next pose is for advanced participants only. Beginners will not be allowed to do this pose after our dear friend Ann Goldstone Johnstein died last week attempting it during one of our 4:30 sessions, I believe. So we're still going to give it a try because we don't want to let her ruin it for everyone. It's a great pose. But again, it's going to be for our advanced participants only. No, Cindy, not you. Okay, so everyone, please lay on their back. And legs behind your head, arms wide, stomach flat as you can make it. And now we're going to hold this for 3. It's me and my girlfriends versus the world. Ready? It's me and my girlfriends versus the world 1. It's me and my girlfriends versus the world 2. And hold it. Hold it. It's me and my girlfriends versus the world 3. Now hold it for another couple counts. Hold it. Hold it and release. Great job, everyone. Esteban, will you come in here and bring the mop, please? Great job, everyone. So I'll see you next week. And remember, just because you barely moved today does not mean you didn't get a great workout. Okay, have a good one. Quiet down, everyone. Quiet down. All right. Let's give a warm welcome to today's guest reader, Scott, who will be reading from Dr. Seuss's Oh, the Places You'll Go. Now, Scott works at Berkshire Hathaway, is a volunteer astronaut, and has seen Deadmau5 in concert 4 times. Now let's give him a warm Blue Frog welcome. Yay! The third time was actually a collaborative set with DJ Word at Molly, but I still count it towards the 4 total, or whatever. Anyways, how's it going? I'm Scott. I prefer to be called Astrid. That's what you guys can call me, especially you in the pink. No, not you. Yeah, back left. The one that's almost ripe. Yeah, all right. Before I go into all the places you'll be. Yo, you know what? I'll wait. Before I get into the places you'll be, I thought I'd do some stream of consciousness spoken word, which I have written right here. It's this thing I wrote is called Just Fucking Legalize It. Just fucking legalize it. It's from the earth. Fucking Prozac is legal, and that shit is lethal. The ganja has never fucking hurt anyone. Not fucking ever. Your laws don't define me. Like the actors in some, I'll march till I get my rights. Only this is real. This ain't no fucking movie. Yeah, I got with Keith that one time. But sucking one dick doesn't mean you're gay. Hey, I'm not done. Yo, don't ever stop pursuing your shit. Don't ever stop dreaming. I fucked you a bitch. All right, looks like we've got some two letters here. Great. Mike, your last podcast was so disgusting that I couldn't even finish my mostaccioli and breadsticks. Here's the deal, pal. If I wanted to try and play pool with a piece of rope, I'd look at a picture of your sister. The one, the only, Scarpelli the Don. You know, Scarpelli, Mr. Tino, Scarpelli, I'm thinking of a lot of terrible things about you right now. I'm not going to say them out loud out of respect for you and the other four families, but watch it, pal. Second letter. Dear Mike sitting down. Everyone rips on selfie poles, but I love them. They fit into your pocket, and you don't have to wait your turn to talk when you hang out with one. By the way, your show is awful. From Chris Martin. I guess there's a Coldplay joke to be made here, but I'm not going to make it. All right. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Oh, and thanks for everyone that helped the old blog get to 5,000 hits. It only took 4 years, and probably at least 2,000 of those hits are me checking how many hits I have, but I appreciate it either way. All right, everyone. Keep sitting.